This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Erin Barnes. Erin is the executive director and founder, one of the three founders of IOB. That's IOBY. They are a crowdsource resourcing platform for people with great ideas in their neighborhoods. We're chatting now about Erin's upcoming trip to Mountain Film and Telluride, where she will be discussing IOB at the Moving Mountain Symposium on Climate Solutions. Erin, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So how did the three partners meet in the first place, and could you briefly describe each of your backgrounds?
Sure. So Brandon and Cassie and I actually met while we were all in graduate school at the Yale School of Forestry and Environmental Studies. At that time, Cassie was studying climate change, Brandon was studying environmental anthropology, and I was studying water economics. And the three of us met in forestry school and then all moved to New York for different reasons. But it was in 2007, after we had finished school and we're all living in New York, that we came up with the idea for IOB.
Okay, thank you for that. How is IOB a new spin on the sort of green crusade that's been going on for a couple of decades now?
Well, the basic idea behind IOB is that it represents the opposite of NIMBY. So everything about IOB is about bringing citizen action around local change. So we had felt like for a long time the environmental movement was focused on things that were really far away, really big and complicated, and just felt really, really difficult to approach. Things like melting glaciers and things really far away from human experience. And we wanted to turn that sort of on its head and think about things that were local and tangible and fixable and people-sized, and most importantly, that connected people to each other. So we wanted to use a mechanism, online crowdfunding, to allow people to give and support projects in their neighborhoods that contributed to greening the neighborhoods and making the neighborhoods stronger and more sustainable. So rather than sort of using green purchasing power to maybe buy like an eco product of some kind, you could instead use that same amount of money to invest in making your neighborhood better and also helping the earth.
Okay. Well, thank you. So you started IOB in 2008. How many projects have you seen come to fruition, and how much money have you actually raised? Do you consider those numbers good so far? Are you frustrated, further motivated, both?
That's a great question. So we incorporated in 2008, and then about a year later, in April 2009, we launched IOB in beta as a New York City pilot. And we ran it as a beta project for about 6 months. But in truth, we didn't really start operating IOB with any staff until January 2010. So we ended up running IOB as a New York City pilot for 2 years, which is pretty unusual for a web startup. Most web startups run a beta for a couple months and then expand nationally. But because IOB has such an important emphasis on place and the people who make up the place and the importance of community, we wanted to make sure that we really knew how to build a web platform to serve the people that we cared about the most. So these are like the green stewards who take care of neighborhoods, or the people who pick up garbage on the sidewalk when they see it. They're people who lead community gardening projects. They're people who just sort of make neighborhoods stronger. And so we spent a really long time in beta working as this New York City pilot. And then we launched nationally last Earth Day in 2012. Once we felt like we really knew exactly what we could bring to serve the people that we felt like we needed to serve the most. And so since then, we've been able to fully fund and see implemented more than 200 projects. And we've raised a little over $500,000 in citizen philanthropy. And this is actually really meaningful to us because the average donation on IOB is $35. And the projects are pretty small. But they only need a little bit to get started. And most of the people who give to IOB projects live within about 2 miles of the project site. And about 70% of IOB projects actually take place in low-income neighborhoods that are underserved.
Wonderful. So the business plan is great, but it's useless unless there's a marketing plan to get out the word about IOB now that you're national. How are you getting out the word?
That's a great question. So actually, our plan is basically to go directly to the people who we think are bringing the most innovative, most active and exciting projects to life in their communities and ask them to be sort of part of the early adopters of our platform. So rather than sort of like going after anyone, we really want the people who are the ones who are most closely aligned with our mission and the people who we feel like really embody the IOB spirit of being hardworking, community-based, innovative people who are really dedicated to doing whatever they can to make their neighborhoods better. And most of our projects so far have actually come to us through word of mouth. And although we plan to scale up a great deal, that actually probably won't change at all.
Okay, thank you. Are most projects now happening near your home in Brooklyn? Could you provide some of the vital stats and comment about them along the way?
Sure. Well, like I said, we operated as a New York City pilot for a long time. So the majority of our projects still are in New York, and about 30% of all IOB projects are actually in Brooklyn. We're started in Brooklyn. Our headquarters are in Brooklyn. But we're seeing some new trends emerging right now. So we just opened an office in Miami-Dade County in a partnership with Miami-Dade County Office of Sustainability this January. So we have 12 new projects in Miami. And outside of New York, the majority of our projects actually take place in the cities of the Great Lakes region. So in Cleveland, Detroit, Indianapolis, and Chicago, which I think we're really excited about because we were always interested in making sure that IOB could support projects in places that had traditionally been left out of the environmental movement.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much. And as I listen to you, I'm reinforced with the idea that I had when I was writing your story about how you just took a leaf right out of the pages of Blessed Unrest, Paul Hawkins' book about how grassroots change is the change that's going to make a difference in the world and will save the world ultimately. So what turns you on most about coming to Mountain Film? I take it this is your first time to Telluride?
Actually, it's my second time to Mountain Film. I was really lucky to be able to come out last year. And it's funny. Last year, I remember I arrived in Telluride, and I had left New York, and I remember feeling like I was like very, very far away from the work that I needed to be doing. And I was really excited and energized about being in the mountains, but I felt so far away from what me personally, what I should have been doing at that time, which I think should have been working on my computer doing spreadsheets or something. And then as soon as I sat down to watch the first film, I was immediately completely overwhelmed emotionally by the first short. It was about some kind of birds. And I was totally overwhelmed by it, and I thought it was such an inspiring piece. And then I realized that the entire weekend was going to be just like that, and that it was just going to be information and inspiration packed into this, like, incredible weekend. So I'm actually really, really excited about the opportunity to come back and to be part of Mountain Film again.
Great. Thank you for that. And just curious, David Holbrook, who is the super talented executive director of Mountain Film, he programs the event, happens to live in Brooklyn. Do you know him?
I do. So I didn't know David until I had already been to Mountain Film, and it was only after that I realized that we were both going back home to Brooklyn afterwards. So since then, I've had the chance to get to know him better, and I've seen him around at a few places, and it's been great to have him be a part of a few IOB events here in New York, too, along the way. But, you know, I think that it actually speaks to something that I think is really important about IOB's work, that it's really about building closer relationships with your neighbors so that you can make the places that we all live and play and work more enjoyable for everyone. And so I love the fact that David's my neighbor and that we get to do this work together.
Wonderful. Thank you. I think that's a wrap. I've been speaking with Erin Barnes look for her in town. She'll be at Mountain Film to speak again at the Moving Mountain Symposium. That's Friday all day, Friday, May 24th. And the subject will be a company she co-founded, which is IOBY, that's I-O-B-Y, a crowdsourcing platform with people with great ideas in the neighborhood, wherever your neighborhood might be. Thank you so much, Erin. I look forward to meeting you.
Thank you.